Dear Victor, you may find it strange to receive this letter so soon after your visit to me, but it was in fact seeing you that compelled me to do this. After all these years, to still see your tears for a story I have bound my heart to secrecy for. Well, it was nothing short of my condemnation to write this to you. You see, I am too old now to care for shadows and masks, and time has belittled me too. For it does not forget. And so, I write. I suppose it is for the best, for my secret is heavy, and no longer is hiding it a conditional chore. Victor, tell me you knew. How could you have not? Though I suppose God is one for dramatics, and so it is my ironic pen that spells the truth to you. I had not been fair to you, my friend. I had been dishonest, and in subtle ways, and at certain times, monstrous too. And above all of this, I have looked you in the eyes and smiled. Forgive this prose. My hands are trembling and my memories are blinding. Too many of them. So because of it, I have sent with this my diary. In it is written the complete narrative of that little but detrimental moment of our lives. I myself haven't looked upon it since the day I forbade its content. But still, amusingly, its words ring in my ears like perverted drums. The consequence I celebrate. I surrender this to you, so that you may know the truth behind the facade of your friend.